and welcome to Ray Zambino is Finnish, the podcast about Finnish culture, real Finnish culture. Here you won't find stuff about saunas or drinking or holes in the ice, but real Finnish culture. Things that Finns love, hate, wish they could forget, or just don't realise that no one else knows about. Today's guest, he is an actor, an improviser, a TV show host, a stand-up, all-round great guy. Our guest today is Ernest Lawson.
Great to be here.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for coming. Well, first of all, we'll start off by talking a little bit about you, finding out who you are, what you do. I just listed a whole impressive list of stuff that you do. But before all of that, you were born in Oulu.
Yes, I was in northern Finland.
How was that?
How was Oulu? I think Oulu was a perfect place to grow up as a child, because I think I'm very I have two kids now, and one of my biggest crises in life is that in my house there are two Esbonians living there, and I call these people who were born in Espoo Esbonians. I don't know if it's the correct term or
I don't think so. No, I think that's
think
just
so
you.
either. But yeah, Esbonians they are for me. So it's a crisis because I live and breathe Oulu. Oulu is kind of small if you compare it to any big cities, but there was enough entertainment for a teenager to spend his time on. I did a lot of music, I went to gigs, I went to movies, I did a lot of sports, and everything I needed was in Oulu. But there wasn't too much of these bad influences that I can imagine living in Helsinki or something like that would have had.
But now you live in Espoo.
I do.
So yeah. you're a traitor to Oulu.
I'm a traitor. I'm a blood traitor to my roots.
And you feel bad every day.
Single day.
Yeah. You just wish you could return to Oulu.
I kind of do. Like if I could do my work from Oulu easily, I would do it in a heartbeat. There's nothing so special about Espoo or Helsinki that I need to be here, but all of my work is here, so.
That is a very fair point. So what you need to do is open a TV studio in Oulu.
Pretty much, yeah. And the technology is evolving all the time. I think there won't be many years that it can really happen.
For people that don't know, you won Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, 3 years ago,
You won it.
I didn't have a lot of dancing background. I've done a few theater jobs that involved dancing, but I consider myself as a pretty musical person, so I play the drums, so my rhythm is very good, and I think that helped a lot. Plus, I had a very, very good teacher that saved me the whole season, but yeah, I won it.
Well done. And now you host it.
And now I host it, yeah.
Are you worried that the next winner is going to steal your job?
No, I was worried for the first season that I hosted whether they take him to host it again, but no.
That would just be fair. I think you're being selfish at this point.
It could be. But the last host did it for 10 years or 10 seasons or something.
Who was the last host?
Mikko Leppilampi.
Okay, let's go past that right now. recently cancelled.
Yep.
I just have to say, because my mum will kill me otherwise. So my mum teaches ballroom dancing.
Really?
Yeah, she was inspired by Strictly Come Dancing in the UK. She was and now she teaches ballroom dancing after her retirement. That's what she does, and she does it on cruise ships and other stuff. And she's always tried to get me to learn dancing, and I just point blank refused. So if I have to say, if there's ever a chance, I will be on Dancing with the Stars, and that will make my mom happy. And because you're hosting here, if I didn't say anything, My mom would be angry.
I'm very glad
it's never going to happen.
It could happen.
No, it couldn't.
It could happen.
No,
I'm not a big believer in manifesting things, but now that you said that aloud, it's 1% closer than
1% closer. Yeah, yeah, so it's now because it was negative percent before. So
yeah, it was like -3. Now it's negative two.
Yeah. You've actively been poisoning people against me.
Exactly.
Just me pushing it into the negatives.
But to be serious, I think the show like needs more stand-up comedians on it, because there's been Ali Jahangiri, and am I forgetting someone? I don't think any
I think it's just Ali, right?
Yeah, any other stand-up comedians have done it, so you could be the next one.
Do you think stand-up comedians are good dancers?
No, but they're entertaining people. And what I've learned about like being a dancer on the show and the host on the show, it's all about entertaining the viewer, not making them like jealous of your dancing abilities.
Dance
yeah,
skills.
No. It helps, but the more important thing is to be entertaining.
Entertain. I don't know. I think if I was on it, for example, I think it would be less entertaining and more sad and concerning.
Well,
people might just think I'm just not well,
and they would like vote for you out of pity.
Well, that's true. That happens in the UK. Does that happen in the Finnish version?
No, of course
it doesn't. No. Finnish people.
No, we
get them out of here.
Exactly.
Absolutely no pity for you whatsoever.
No empathy in the Finnish.
You said that you're a musical person, you play the drums.
Yeah.
I did some research and there was an article recently where you said you either wanted to be a sports star,
yeah,
a lawyer, or a musician,
yeah,
a rock
those,
star.
Those were like my back-to-back dreams growing up.
Yeah.
Like first, my hobby was football, so I wanted to be like all the kids who play football wanted to be a professional football player. Then I realized that I sucked, so that went out the park. But then I started playing the drums, and I listened to bands like Guns N' Roses, and like later on Dream Theater, and all this like technical stuff. And I wanted to be a professional musician, and that became pretty close. Actually, I was like doing like gigs, and I had bands, and I got paid for some of those gigs growing up. But the lawyer thing was like, my mom and my dad was always like, you need to have a serious job, like sports or art aren't like secure paths for a young boy growing up. So the lawyer thing was more for them than it ever was for me.
So what you're saying is that your parents wanted a law son?
Nicely done.
Yeah. It's almost like I asked that question specifically to set up that joke. Wow, what a time to be alive. But here we're going to talk about a bit of Finnish culture that people might not necessarily know. For example, this thing that we're going to talk about now. I've lived here for 10 years.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
And apparently it was massive. And what is the show?
I want to tell you about the TV show called Jyrki. And you've never heard of Jyrki.
I've never heard of it. Again, I did a little bit of research. It has over 4,000 episodes.
Exactly.
And it was massive. And no one's ever mentioned it. Or if they have, I've not listened.
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons is the difficult name, Jyrki.
Jyrki.
It's
okay.
I would imagine that it's not the like your favorite word to pronounce, Jyrki.
Jyrki.
Because it has that like Y and the Finnish R and whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the R actually, if you're Scottish, the R is okay.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
Jyrki
yeah.
is all right.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like things with the is not.
Yeah.
That's about if it was Jyrki, then it would be a real problem.
Well, everyone knows MTV.
Yeah.
So a TV show that shows like music videos, clips from gigs of rock bands, rap groups, whatever. And it went on 5 times a week, like from Monday to Friday.
5 times?
Yeah, wow. Like 90 minutes per episode. And the thing was that growing up, when we go to school and we get out of school like 2 or 3 p.m., when we get home, the first thing when we open up the TV was Jyrki. Like it was timed in a way that all the teenagers, all the kids in the 90s watched Jyrki, because it was always on every day from Monday to Friday. And that's where we got our like favorite bands. That's where we saw the latest music videos. That's where we got the newest trends or like whether it be music or sports or art or whatever. It was like a popular culture oven that we all got the same bread out of.
Was it live?
It was live.
It was filmed live. It was filmed five live. Times a week.
Exactly, exactly.
That's insanity.
It is. And like, I couldn't imagine any TV channel now in 2024 to like air any show five times a week to be live.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, as a regular host and working in TV, like, can you imagine having to do that?
No,
like,
no,
like
no,
work,
no.
Working, like, basically nothing works live.
No.
Now.
No, no. I would love to do five times a week, sure. Of course. But they... And the thing was that the hosts were superstars. Those were the idols. Like, my favorite one was this guy called Molly Olli, who had this, like, crazy hairdo. He was, like, a very popular one. Then we had these, like, future stars like Katja Stoll and Jonas Hytönen. And, like, the list goes on and on. Thea Khalifa was one of my favorites. Like, they were, like, I don't know, 12, 15 different hosts, so one host didn't have to do it Monday to Friday.
It was filmed live, but it was filmed, a lot of it was filmed outside.
Yeah.
On the street.
Yeah, in front of Lasipalazzi.
And there were a lot of people, I read that a lot of people used to like wait outside and like camp out to like try to get sort of in the shot and to be there. Did you ever...
I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah, and it's good that you brought that up because... That was one of the things, like, it was in the studio, but it was all also filmed live outside. So when they had, like, a big band from, like, I don't know, the United States or whatever, in the studio, kids would line up in front of the window and start to, like, wave to the cameras because, I don't know, we're finished. Like, it's cool to be on TV when you're 10 years old or whatever. And the thing was that we were living in Oulu, as mentioned before. Even we dreamed of being on Jyrki someday, like being behind that window and waving to the camera. Like those were the types of dreams that we had. Like this is the time before like social media or TikTok or whatever. Like being on TV for 5 seconds was the dream. And I remember that, I don't know, was it my like 7th or 8th grade? We did this like school trip to Helsinki. We didn't do a lot of those. It was like once in a lifetime that we went to Helsinki as a class, and we had these like these, I don't know, pit stops or whatever, like these places to go when in Helsinki. And of course they had like Linnanmäki and Korkeasaari Zoo and whatever. But then we like insisted that we go see Jyrki. And the thing was that the day that we went there, they were filming outside of Lasipalazzi. They had brought this huge jacuzzi outside the Lasipalazzi. And the hosts were in the jacuzzi. And the guests were not musicians, not rockers, not rappers, but for some reason, porn stars. So me as a 7th grader.
What age is that, just to be clear?
Is it like 13, 14 or something?
Okay, so the right age for this.
The right age, like, I don't have the material anymore, but I'm very sure that... I'm very sure that I asked my parents to tape that exact episode because I was like, I'm going to be on TV, I'm going to be on Jyrki. So there's going to be a clip of me holding on to the jacuzzi and like watching the interview, and on my right side is some porn star, on my left side is another porn star, and like the host of like Molly Olli, the host, and I don't have like any idea what's happening. I'm just staring at the camera and waving and smiling, and like this, I'm the happiest as a kid could be, not because of the stars, but because this is my 5 seconds of fame.
Because you were on Jyrki.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Porn stars mean nothing.
Compared to
porn stars, come and go. Jyrki is forever. That clip needs to be found.
I haven't thought about that in years, but I hope that someone has it.
There's a lot on YouTube because there's a lot of like not memes, but sort of like famous clips
yeah.
from Yorkie. I'm sad that that's not one. That's not one that I found, but I'm yeah. going to be looking. But one of the most famous clips, because I asked some people that I know, and the one clip they all mentioned and I watched is when Take That broke up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Interviewing this teenage girl, and she's like the saddest person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, she's like, I remember the host asks her like, so how do you move on from this? And she's like, I won't move on from this. My life is over. There's nothing to look forward to anymore because Take That has ended.
I mean, there were similar clips from the UK when Take That ended, but yeah. like that girl just looks so absolutely devastated. Like
I think that
I wonder where she is now.
Well, I think that like it's been years, but I think like 5 or 6 years ago, some media found the person
oh, wow.
and like interviewed them. Like it's been 20 years or it's Had been 15 years. I don't remember. Yeah, they moved on. Yeah. Yes, they moved on, but I don't like remember what she said or how she viewed that clip or how it impacted her life and do people like recognize her from the clip yeah. or whatever. But I think and hope that she moved on.
Yeah, because Take That got back together.
Yes, yes.
Robbie came back.
I think that saved her.
Although I think Robbie left again.
I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, how dare you not to pay attention to
sorry.
The coming
I was more of a boy zone kind of guy.
Okay, yeah. that's fair enough. Did you see have you seen the on TikTok videos of Take That in concert like now?
No.
As old men.
Yeah.
And they're singing badly and they're for some reason all wearing Apple Vision Pros.
What the on stage?
On stage.
Why?
Because it looks futuristic.
Okay.
So I think if that girl had seen that now,
yeah.
she would never have bothered, you know? She would have never been upset.
No.
Like, Yorkie, it was so massive. Was it a thing that, like, everybody talked about?
Everybody talked about it. Everybody watched, I think, like, every episode. And, like, it's a core memory for me. It's a core memory for, like, I think everyone around the age of 30 that, like, Yorkie was part of their childhood.
And, oh, there was a section where people could write or actually fax in.
Fax, yeah.
Not just writing, fax in, so you could do it in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever fax in? Did you ever have anything read out loud?
I'm not sure. I think I'd remember if I'd yeah. fax them. I think that type of technology didn't exist in Oulu.
Yeah, Oulu just got its first fax machine last year.
Exactly, yeah. So I think I sent a pigeon, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 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 like a raven.
Exactly, yeah.
I was watching some clips and it was like wild. Like they, because it was live and because of the nature of the show, like, some of the faxes and the phone calls were
disturbing.
Disturbing and questionable. And like there was one clip with I think Andy McCoy,
yeah,
who's a Finnish rocker, and he was just drinking and smoking.
Sounds like Andy McCoy.
And being interviewed, and I think a woman or a girl like phones in and basically says that she wants to have sex with him.
Yeah. Yeah. How did Andy respond?
Like,
happens every day.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is like primetime Finnish
exactly.
TV.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if they did that 5 times a week, like 90 minutes per episode, you could not like script it all the way through. You had to have like very much like improvisation and like you, as you said, the phone calls, the facts that came in, and no one got cancelled. No one like lost their job. This is Jyrki. Anything can happen.
You say no one got cancelled, but about 4 years ago, there was some...
Oh, really? Yeah, that's true.
There was an article in Helsingin Sanomat about that maybe the work environment was not the best. There's a clip on YouTube, which is like the first video shown on Yorkie.
Ah.
And it is maybe one of the most Finnish things I've ever seen.
What was
in
it?
In my life. It was... It's Veikulavi Lausin Ranten.
Okay, I'm very surprised that they chose that to be the first. I'm pretty sure Veikulavi wasn't big among the teenagers back in the day.
See, that's why I was confused. Like, yeah. That's why I thought it was like the most Finnish thing. Like, why is that the first thing that you pick? The first ever video shown on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah.
which makes sense for launching a music video channel.
Exactly.
What doesn't make sense for launching a Finnish pop culture moment is Veikkolaavi.
But now that I think of it, maybe it's the message in the song and not the singer itself, because löysin rantein means like take it easy or don't stress about it. So maybe they like wanted to tell to the viewer that we're not stressing about it, we're just doing what we do 5 times a week, 90 minutes per episode. Just don't stress.
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. Maybe that's the point.
Okay. So I'm sorry for the Veikkolaavi slander.
Yeah. Apologizes for Veikkolaavi's family.
Yeah, yeah, to all the Veikkolaavi lovers.
I love the Lavi lover.
The Lavi love, that's what they call it. That's the fan club.
Yeah, that's like the believers. Lavi lovers.
Lavi lovers, yeah. I also asked if you could bring like a word or phrase that might be useful for people that their Finnish isn't maybe the best, isn't 100% there, but a good word or phrase that could maybe use in everyday life.
Yeah, well, this phrase that I came up with isn't like something that everyone knows. It isn't like a phrase that's being taught in schools or whatever. But it's a phrase that I've been living by for the last 25 or like 20 years or so. I was a teenager and I went to Turku with my friends. And in Turku, there's this river called Aurajoki. And then there, one guy came up to us kids. He was very drunk and he wanted to give us a life lesson. So, very drunk that he is, he said to me and my friends, kuunnelkaa, that's listen, joskus vituttaa enemmän, joskus vituttaa vähemmän, mutta aina vituttaa. And it's very hard to translate it, but vituttaa is a verb that could be translated as into like to be annoyed of something, but that doesn't do justice. Like vituttaa is like so much more than being just annoyed. But like I think the sentence is a very Finnish mindset that like you can never be satisfied. You can never be too happy. You always have to be annoyed with something.
Yeah. And so it means you can be annoyed a little bit. You can be annoyed a lot. But you will always be annoyed.
Exactly.
Like it can suck a little bit, it can suck a lot, but it's always gonna suck.
Exactly. I like the suck version like more, because
who doesn't?
Exactly. But the point is that like I've been living with that phrase in my life for the last 20 years. Like things could be going very well, like in my personal life, in my work, whatever. But if I'm too satisfied, something's going to come up and like surprise me in a bad way.
Yeah.
So if I take life in a way that it sucks a little bit, at least, then I'm not going to be surprised by anything.
That sounds very
very Finnish.
Well, it sounds very Finnish, but weirdly, that part sounds quite Scottish also.
Really?
Like we also have this thing of like, if everything's going well, if everything's great, that's not going to last.
Exactly.
Or something. On a similar and completely not similar note, when I was a teenager, what I remember as a drunk old man in Glasgow talking to me, and he didn't give sage wisdom. What he said was, what's the difference between an egg and a wank?
Well, what's the difference?
You can beat an egg, but you can't beat a wank.
Okay.
And that's advice I've lived by for the past 20 years.
Wise words. A bit more cryptic, to say the least.
So same. Very similar experiences.
Very similar. Yeah, exactly.
I've genuinely not thought about that in about 20, 25 years. And I just remembered it right now.
And now that I think of it, there should be a podcast with a drunken old man giving out good or bad life advices.
That must exist, right? It's called Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
you have any sort of childhood memory that you could share with us that we could all share? Because we didn't grow up here.
Well, have you heard about the concept of humupatsas?
No.
No.
I have not. What is that?
Humupatsas is, if I translate it, it's like smiling statue or smiley statue, whatever. Okay. Humu, smile, statue, patsas.
Yeah.
It's this statue type of thing that you give in school to a kid who is like polite and nice and everyone's friend and like positive and whatever.
Okay.
So if you're all that, the class can vote you to receive the humupatsas.
Isn't that a nice thing?
It is a nice thing, or it should be a nice thing in concept. But growing up in the place that I already described as the perfect place to grow up, Oulu, we had these bullies in my class.
No.
And they viewed the humupatsas concept as the most embarrassing thing they could come up with or think of. And they like manipulated the whole voting thing, and they went around the classroom saying everyone, or like actually leaving these little notes that had the same text on it. They said that you have to vote for Erku, that's me, or we're going to kick your ass. Like, we're going to beat you up. And like, everyone voted for me to receive the humupatsas. And as you said, it should be a nice thing. But yeah, when it was motivated by fear and bullying, it was not a nice thing. And the humupatsas concept, it has, I don't know if it's very up to date. We in schools, they have this like, Hymy tyttö, hymy poika, which is dated, I think, in concept itself.
You were also a teacher.
I was, yeah.
Did you become a teacher just to get revenge? Like, to give children hymy poika and be like, ha ha, what a loser?
No comments. No, I didn't. And actually, the hymy poika tradition is going out of style in most schools. In the schools I taught, they didn't have the concept anymore. So I know that they still do that in some schools, but it's not as big as it was like 20 years ago.
Like in the 90s or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Is it an actual statue or is it more of a metaphorical?
It's an actual small statue of a head of a boy smiling or a girl smiling.
Also, there's like different gendered statues.
Exactly.
Do you still have the
I
the
do, yeah. It's at my parents' house, still at the bookshelf.
Next to the videotape of the porn stars.
Like, I wish.
You wear the humupatsas next to two porn stars and Olly Molly.
I wish.
Sorry, Molly Olly.
Molly Olly, yeah.
Not Olly Molly.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
That would be ridiculous. That's stupid.
But I wish I knew what happened to Molly Olly, because I haven't heard from him since. And he was like the most popular one of the hosts. Actually, he was so popular that when I was talking about the trip to the porn jacuzzi or whatever.
Why did they ever get rid of the porn jacuzzi?
Exactly. Like, I of course wanted everyone's autographs. So I had this like cap. I got everyone's autographs. Except for Olli's, because he left early or whatever.
No.
And he was my favorite. So I, what's the word, forged his
you
autograph.
You forged his signature?
Yes,
faked his
I
segment.
Faked his signature, because he had the most, like he had, like everyone else had this like, that you can't like...
Replicate.
Exactly. Yeah. But he had like a very basic O, very basic L, very basic L and I.
Yeah.
So I... like wrote that down myself and showed everyone, like, yeah, I got all
that. Might be the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, there's been a lot of sad things in my life that I've shared to you in this interview, so
I can understand why you got bullied. I think
all in all, I deserved it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's basically. One more thing I asked you. Well, actually, I'm going to hit you with a little surprise question. Is there anything in Finnish culture or something that you don't necessarily like or wish you could get rid of, sort of in a Room 101 style?
One thing that I was thinking like that I want to get rid of is like ice hockey in general. Is ice hockey like a thing in Scotland? Like
people play ice hockey, like teenagers I know play ice hockey. And Paisley, where I'm from, Paisley, just outside Glasgow, they had their own hockey team. I know, they were called the Paisley Pirates.
Well, that's there imaginative.
No, not really.
Because like, as you might know already,
ice
hockey is like a religion in Finland.
It's massive, yeah.
Like everyone plays ice hockey, everyone for some reason talks about ice hockey. Mm. I'm from Oulu, so every time I meet someone new, they're always like, well, you must love Kärpät, which is the team in Oulu. The thing is that I don't hate hockey as a sport. I'm very like annoyed with the fact that everyone's so obsessed with ice hockey and the different teams and whatever. And that's just annoying for me. I don't think that's a Finnish thing because everyone loves it.
I fully, fully empathize with you because growing up in a country where football is so important, and in Glasgow, there's like two teams and people just always talk about football. And it's boring.
I went to Glasgow once and I only had blue shirts and green shirts.
Oh, well, and, at least you had both.
Yeah, but like, of course I wore them different day. And my friend who lived in Glasgow was like, dude, do you really not have any other colored shirts than blue or green because of the whole football thing?
Yeah, that's one thing, because I also don't like football because of all the violence.
Yeah.
Because... sectarianism and tribalism in Glasgow, that we looked at Ireland and went, yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea. So at least hockey like that isn't that bad.
That's true.
Here.
That's
at least true. That doesn't happen.
That's true.
Because you're all Protestant, so it doesn't matter. there's like three Catholics or something in the whole country, and one of them's Timo Soini. So I...
that's what we know him for. His Catholic upbringing.
Yeah. That's... all he's known for, I think. But I think getting rid of hockey might, I don't know if people will be on board with that.
I would be very surprised if they were on board with this suggestion, because hockey is life for so many.
But a follow-up question, if you got rid of hockey, what would you make Finland's national sport?
Oh, that's a good question. Something like bowling or something.
Like,
I would love to see more bowling alleys, because what's more fun than bowling with beer in one hand? And like, what's the term? In Finnish, we have this hohtokeilaus, which is like glowing lights, themed. Do they have that?
It's like
everywhere?
It's like glow in the dark. Golf.
Exactly.
Glow in the dark bowling. Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of hot dog golf.
Which
is in the center.
The same. Yeah.
I think bowling as a national sport
and glow in the dark bowling
specifically. Hot dog golf.
Hot dog golf as a national sport.
That would be amazing. Like the world champion hot dog bowling.
Yeah, it's like watch that.
Like people a beer in one hand, throwing with like really loud rockabilly music playing
No reason. I'm on board with that.
What's the most you've ever bowled?
Like point wise?
Yeah, point wise. Or there's a period in your life where you're bowling a little bit more than usual? How often would you say that you go bowling?
Yeah, I used to like go back and forth between the jacuzzi and the bowling alley. So
I think we should just add hotto to everything.
Yes, hotto like, makes everything better.
Like absolutely, yeah. Like think if you're going to, like something bad, like the dentist, like hotto dentist.
Hotto dentist. That's
like glow in the dark. Just music blaring. Then you drowns out the sound of the drill. Yeah.
Beer in one hand. And the doctor has a beer in one hand and a drill in another.
Absolutely, we should add hotto to everything. Yeah. What an excellent concept.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go away and I'm going to write a business idea about adding hotto to everything. Please do not steal. Very quickly, I forgot to even mention that you're doing stand-up, but you're doing musical stand-up.
Yes.
Which isn't a thing in this country, really.
No.
In the UK, there's a lot of musical acts because it's been going a lot longer and it comes from old variety shows. But in Finland, that's a relatively new
thing. It is. We have a longer tradition of people changing the words or lyrics to like a very well-known songs.
Yes.
But to come up with like brand new songs with funny lyrics, that's a new thing or like relatively small thing.
Yeah, especially in the stand-up scene. Of course, people do that, and of course, there's funny songs. But like doing it in a stand-up context, is have you met any resistance to that?
No, not like people like coming up to me in streets like, why do you do it? No,
I meant from other stand-ups, not just from other people.
I think that there could be some people in the scene that
some gatekeepers,
that like don't consider it to be like actual stand-up, and it isn't actual stand-up. As you said, it's like a different form of stand-up.
Yeah.
And I think that because the Finnish stand-up scene is so great and so vibrant, and we're getting a lot of new comedians every year, I think the best thing that is going to happen to it is that we have these like new forms of stand-up, like my musical thing and people doing like things with props and whatever. Like that just says that the scene is going to a good direction when people want to do something different within the scene.
The wheel of Finnish stand-up is finally turning, and finally alternative comedy is starting to break through the
exactly
scene.
Yeah,
but hey, like I said, thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Re Zambino Is Finished, a fun production. Thank you to producer Travis. Thank you to Solomon Stand Up Club for the space, and most of all, thank you to Ernest Lawson.
See you again.
Thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to Re Zambino Is Finished. You can follow Ray on the socials at Re Zambino, where you can find dates for his tour show, The Man, Myth and Legend. Thank you to our friends at Sawman Stand Up Club for hosting the recordings. This episode was produced and edited by myself, Travis Glossop. The series exec producer is Fathi Ahmed. Re Zambino Is Finished is a fun production.
This is the end of the first season of Re Zambino Is Finished. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with season 2 with more guests, more weird Finnish culture stuff. See you then. Bye.